It was a moment before the boy replied. Could the camper be making fun of him? Then, looking Mr. Grayson squarely in the face, he answered, "Well, if you really want to know, sir, it's like this. First, find a place away from a tree, a stump, or a log, and not near any underbrush or young trees. Then, scrape away all the pine needles, the leaves, the grass, sticks, everything that will burn, even the partly rotted stuff, until you get down to the dirt where it will not burn at all. Make a cleared space about 5 or 6 feet across, then build a small fire just big enough for cooking. When you leave the fire, put it out with water, sand, or dirt. Be sure to cover the fire with enough sand or dirt free from sticks or leaves so that it will not get air enough to burn. Play safe by taking one last look at your fire to see that it is completely smothered. Otherwise, it will just hold over, and maybe a little later, the wind will blow some of the dirt away from it. The burning coals may burst into flame and set fire to the leaves and pine needles that might be blown across the fire by the wind." When the scout finished what he had to say about campfires, Mr. Grayson thanked him and then started off to find a safer place for his campfire.